Okay, so on. Okay. So let's go.
Saying low battery.
You have other battery?
In the office.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, let's see now. Okay, did you all finish the Tosfos? Sort of? Okay, it was. Did you like the Tosfos? Okay. Okay. So let's see if we can. If we just take a look at what the Mishnah says, and then to look at what the Braisa says about this very same case, and then the question is, how do you, whether the word reconcile, if maybe that's not the right word to use, but how do you then deal with these two pieces of information? Now, what the Mishnah tells us is, you have a nekev, and you plug it up. But the Mishnah says, "Ima'ake v'satki apostle v'imlav kosher." That's all we're told. What do you mean if it's ma'ake v'tkiya? If the steamer, the plug that you put in, you didn't do such a good job, and let's say there's still some air that escapes, so that when you blow, the sound is not a nice, clear sound, because some of the air is escaping through the steamer. So, I shouldn't have even said what I just said. Right, you can't hear what I just said? Yeah, that, no, I take that back. I already expressed an opinion about what the, okay. Again, Nike Vustamo, it says that if it's Ma'ake Vitkiya, it's Pasul, and if not, it's Kosha. Okay? And the Braisa says, and Braisa tells us a machlokis between the Tanakama, we'll say the Rabbanon, versus Rabbi Nosson. Now, and what's that machlokis about? Whether the Tanakhama says, if you were plug up a hole, ben b'mino, ben shelo b'mino, which means the material that you use for the steamer, the Rabbanan say it doesn't matter what material you use, whether you use the same material as shofar, or you took something else, wax, or I don't know, whatever they would use to plug up holes with, or you use something else, according to the Tanakhama, it's posel. And Rabbi Nosson says, no, that's not true. Bimino is kosher, shelo bimino is posel. Now, before we go on, which we will in a second, you notice what is missing in the Braisa. What is missing in the Braisa that would have been quite helpful? You know it, really. It's just that you don't have to just... There's something in the Braisa that is really missing. You, no? Yeah?
It's opinion on
the author. Yeah. In other words, the Braisa is the Braisa, like the Mishnah, what's interesting is the Mishnah does not discuss at all what material you use to plug up the hole. That's missing in the Mishnah. But what the Mishnah does talk about is it ma'akev v'tkiya or not? The Braisa ignores the issue of whether it's Ma'akev Vitkiya, doesn't tell it, is it, it isn't, doesn't say a word about it, but only talks about the material that you use to plug up the hole. Now, okay, maybe these are two important issues that need to be considered. It's just that no one Tanaitic source considers both of them. So it's kind of, I don't know, strange, maybe it's too strong of a word, but it's something to take notice of. So how do you, what do you do with that? And then the Braisa, then Rabbi Yochanan then comments. Now Rabbi Yochanan is commenting on whose opinion? Rabbi Nassim. That was a little tricky. He had to realize that he was commenting on, maybe it was obvious. And there were two versions in Rabbi Yochanan's statement as to what? Two versions about what?
About Mishnah Yerubah.
Well, that's what's going to come. Before you even get to that, there are two statements about what?
Where you
what?
Where you put Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in Rabbi Nassim's statement.
That's right. Before you even know what it is, there are two versions in the Gemara whether Rabbi Yochanan was commenting, because there are two parts to Rabbi Nassim's statement, right? One part is Bimino is kosher, and the second part is Shlo Bimino is pasul. And then Rabbi Yochanan comes and comments. Now, what is he commenting on? The first part of Rabbi Nassim? Or the second part? Is he commenting about what Rabbi Nassim said, that Bimino is kosher? Or is he commenting about that the Shalom Bimino is puzzle? Isn't that what is coming out? So let's just go over what it says. So what did Rabbi Yochanan, what was the first version? The first version said that he's commenting on what? On the Bimino kosher. That when Rabbi Nassim said that if you use Mino, the same min, same material, a shofar, it's kosher. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, "V'hushinishtaya rubo," period. What does that mean, nishtaya rubo? What does he mean by that? Just simple. I'm sorry. What makes it not? When you say it's not too big. Right. Rove of the shofar was perfect. There were no holes. You take a look at the whole shofar and you look at the majority of it. Rove was fine. So the hole, though, was over. You found the hole was over the miut of the shofar. Sounds like it could be a pretty big hole, because miut means it's less than, you know. Well, if you think 51% is the rove, I mean, it could be up to what 49%. And that sounds like a huge hole. But according to this, if the rove is intact, then according to Rabbi Nassim, the way Rabbi Yochanan learns it, if you plug up the hole and you use Mino material, isn't that right? Rabbi Nassim says it's kosher. You've just stopped it. That would mean then, what is the view of the Tanakhama? That even though Rove is intact, and even if you use Mino material, doesn't matter. It's possible. Okay? Just right now, we just want to get the facts down. We just want to know what is going on exactly. Just get the positions down straight. Okay? Now, the Gemara then infers something else from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that what would be, obviously, according to Rabbi Nassim, if you used Shelo Bimino material, even if Rove of the shofar is intact, no holes there, if you use Shelo Bimino material, it's possible, isn't it? It's possible. Okay. So then, according to this reading, I'm just repeating, Rove of the shofar is intact. You plug up the hole, according to the Tanakam, it's always puzzle. Doesn't matter what material you use. According to Rabbi Nassim, it does matter on the material. If it's Mino, it's kosher. Shlo Bimino is puzzle. Then there was the second version. The second version is that Rabbi Yochanan is commenting not on the first half of Rabbi Nassim, isn't that right? But on the second half. What's the second half? That Shlo Bimino is puzzle. And here, what would the comment be? V'hu shenifchas rubo. Very different statement. Namely, that when does Rabbi Nassan say that if you use Shalom Bimino, it's possible? In other words, let's say you're taking, I don't know what, some soft, I don't know, you melt some metal and you pour it into the hole to plug it up, whatever you use, then what? That if it's Shalom Bimino, when is it possible? If the majority of the shofar has this huge hole over the majority of the shofar. So if the majority of the shofar has this huge hole and you plug it up with Shalom Bimino, says Rabbi Nassan, Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, it's possible. Of course, that implies that if you used what? You have this huge hole over Rov HaShofar, but you use Mino material, it would be what? It would be kosher. Now let me just stop. Now what about the Tana Kama? What is the Tana Kama's view? Someone tell me another Tana Kama's view. If what? What's the case? Nifchas, are we talking about Nifchas Rubo? According to the Tana Kama, what are you assuming? How do you know?
If it's Mino, it's kosher whether or not it's Mishnah Rubo.
1 second, I'm talking about the second version. So you just, according to the second version, if it's Nifchas Rubo, and you use Mino, it's kosher. Shalom Mino is puzzle. Okay. Now, let me ask you, according to Rabbi Nassan, what do you think Rabbi Nassan, according to this version, what would Rabbi Nassan say if Nishtaya Rubo? And you use Shalom Bimino material? It would be kosher, no? Wouldn't that be the inference to be drunk? Because when is Rabbi Nassan saying Shalom Bimino is possible? Only if it's Nifchas Rubo. Because that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying in the second version. Mistama that what, mashma that what, that if it's nishtaya rubo, then we don't care what material you use. Because if we did care, so why only say nifchas rubo is possible? You should have, then the second version would be saying nishtaya rubo. So it comes out, let's see, Rabbi Nassan, just talking about Rabbi Nassan. If it's nishtaya rubo, and you plug it up, no matter what you use, kosher. Nifchas Rubo, it depends if it's Mino or Shalom Bimino. Isn't that right? Okay. So now tell me the Tana Kama. I just have to think this through. So this is important to be able to do this, because that will help you to understand Tosfos. What do you think the Tana Kama says? If you just go...
It has to be Nishtaya Rubo.
Well, why don't you first start when the Tana Kama said Bein Bimino, Bein Shalom Bimino is puzzle, right? That's what we know he said. What is the case? Oh, it's Nishtaya Rubo. Is it Nishtaya Rubo? How do you know that? Oh, you'll ask me, how do I know anything? The only thing that, what is it that I do know? Well, I know that, yeah, besides that. We know what Rabbi Yochanan said about Rabbi Nassan. That's all I know. And he told me that when Rabbi Nassan said Shalom Bimino is possible, when is it? When is Shalom Bimino possible? When if it's Nifchas Rubo. And then if it's Bimino, I'm sorry, so if it's Nifchas Rubo and Shalom Bimino is possible, but Bimino would be kosher. Okay. So what is the Tana Kama then? Yeah, because if you just take, just follow, you're following along the same line of thinking. Rabbi, in the second version, what is Rabbi Yochanan basically telling me about the case in which Rabbi Nassan and the Tana Kama disagree? Nifchas Rubo. Do you see that? It's Nifchas, I'll explain a little bit more in a second. If it's Nifchas Rubo, what is the view of the Tana Kama? It doesn't matter what you use to plug it up with. Even if you use mino, it's pasul. If it's nifchas rubo. Isn't that what he's saying? And what does Rabbi Nassan say? It does matter. Now just, how do I know that that is, that to me sounds like a very valid reading? Because what is the debate between Rabbi Nassan and the Tanakhama? The debate is there a distinction, what? Between mino and eno mino. Isn't that really what the debate is about? Who feels there is a distinction? Rabbi Nassan. Tanakhama says no. So to say that differently is, if shelo b'mino is pasul, according to the Tanakhama, then b'mino is going to be pasul. Because I don't make any distinctions. A plug is a plug. I don't care what you use. So really, an easy way to look at it would be, is ask yourself, according to the Tanakhama, what is the din if it's shelo b'mino? If it's pasul, then mino is also pasul. What will Rabbi Nassan say? Not necessarily. Shelo b'mino could be pasul, but b'mino would be kosher. Now, so the only debate between them is about material. Isn't that true? That's all you know. Is there a distinction between what materials you use or not? That's what they're fighting about. Okay. Now, according to the second version, what's the case, Lefi Rabbi Nassan, where materials matter? Nifchas Rubo. In Nifchas Rubo, that's where it matters. What matters? Whether you use Mino or Shelo B'Mino. Now, of course, what would the Tanakhama say in that? Material doesn't matter. That would be their debate. So they're debating, in a case of Nifchas Rubo, does the type of material matter? Tanakhama says it doesn't matter at all. I don't care what you use, it's always pasul. And Rabbi Nassan will say, b'mino is kosher. You see what I just did? I'm just taking it. Now, if this is so, then you have to ask yourself the following question. According to the second version, this is a hypothetical because the second version is not talking about this case. The hypothetical question would then be, what would the second version say if it's nishtaya rubo? And you use shelo b'mino. Just based on information that we were given. Be very conservative, just based on information that you're being given. So what would you say if it's nishtaya rubo? Again, the Brisa is not talking about that case. Because according to the second version, what is the Brisa talking about? Nifchas rubo. Yeah? Rabbi Yochanan says it's kosher. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm interested in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Nassan. What about the Tanakhama? Yeah. Anyone else? Yes? Don't do the Mishnah. Just tell me about, according to the Brisa, in my hypothetical case, if it's Nishtaya Rubo.
Well, either they both say Shelo B'mino is. They would have to both say the same thing about Shelo B'mino. I would guess that it would be kosher for both of them.
Yeah, I think so too. Why? Because if the Brisa, according to the second version, is talking about Nifchas Rubo, then that tells you something right away. Obviously, then, they believe that if it's Nishtaya Rubo, then we have the right to follow the Rove. And if you have the right to follow the Rove, the fact that you plugged up the hole with any kind of material doesn't matter. Because if Shelo B'mino is pasul, according to the Tanakhama, even if Nishtaya Rubo, then you're back to the first version again. Then you're talking about a case of Nishtaya Rubo. That if it's Shelo B'mino is pasul, then what would Rabbi Nassan say? B'mino is kosher. That's the first version. That's not the second. Hear what I'm saying? So according to the second version, the machlokis is only in the case of Nifchas Rubo. If it's Nishtaya Rubo, there's no machlokis. Once I tell you there's no machlokis, that means Shelo B'mino must be kosher. Shelo B'mino must be kosher. And why is it kosher again? Because we have the right to follow Rov. That Rov determines. So how could we say that even differently? It would sound as if the miut, the whole which encompasses a miut of the shofar, right? Even if you plug it up with eino mino, shlo b'mino material, it's as though it's batel to the rov. We can view the whole shofar as shofar material. Just like, you know, we follow the rov in so many halachos and taroves. We know we follow the rov. Rov decides how we view the entire object. So here too, isn't that what it would mean? So even though a miut contains material that's not shofar, it contains wax, I don't know, whatever they use to plug it up with. So what do you have? So most of the shofar is shofar and the rest of it is wax. So if I tell you it's kosher, what does that mean then? It's batel to the rov. What else? You felt, see what, okay. So that would be, see, just from what, now of course, what I said before, the brisa though, is it ma'akev the tkiya? It's not ma'akev the tkiya. It's not clear in the brisa what's going on. And of course, as I said before, in the Mishnah, it's not clear what material you're using for the stima. Doesn't say. Okay, so one of our jobs is to try to figure out how do you reconcile or integrate, maybe be better, what the Mishnah says and what the Braisa says. Okay? Okay, so let's then turn over to Tosfos. Can somebody just tell me, what is it that Tosfos wants to figure out? The whole Tosfos. Now, there are a lot of details, which we'll go over everything, but if you can just give me an objective, a very, very general objective. What is it that Tosfos is trying to figure out? Yes, Batya?
The Mishnah was talking about before you tell it.
When you say the Mishnah, be more specific.
When you're talking about Imakid and Tzviah, it's talking about before you plug it up or after you plug it up.
That's right. This is what Tosfos wants to figure out. When the Mishnah says, in ma'ake v'satkiya, pasul v'imlaf kosher, is the Mishnah setting it up after you plugged it up, and then you're going to blow it, and then you're going to see if it's still ma'ake v'satkiya or not, and that's what the Mishnah means, that if it's still ma'ake, if it's pasul, and if not, it's kosher, is that what the Mishnah means? Or is the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, in ma'ake v'satkiya, Imlav kosher, pasul v'imlav kosher, maybe that's talking before you plugged it up. Now, is it saying something about the hole? Is how big was the hole? So if the hole was big enough that it's ma'akev the tkiya, then it's going to be pasul. But if the hole is so small that it's not ma'akev the tkiya at all, it must be a very tiny hole, that it basically does nothing in interfering with the coal, then it's kosher. Of course, if you read it that way, I'm asking this now, and we'll see if you read it the second way, that ma'akev or eno ma'akev is talking before the stima, when you just have the nekev, are we assuming then that after you plug up the hole, it's no longer going to be ma'akev, the tkiya? Because if we're learning it this way, do we know what's going to happen, what's happening after you plug up the hole? What should we be assuming? Do we see it goes back to the way it was? Now you could tell me a lot of things here. You could say it doesn't matter. I'm just saying options. You know, you could rule it out and you'll tell me why you want to rule it out. You could tell me, you know, or maybe you'll tell me that, or another way to say it is, even if it's still ma'akev afterwards, or maybe you have to say, no, it's no longer going to be ma'akev after the steam is put in. Now, what should we be assuming? Because according to this reading of the Mishnah is not telling you. Right? It's not telling you what's happening after the steam is put in. Okay, so are we supposed to assume something? See, where is it? This is, that's why this is so hard, because there's so many variables here, and you got to go figure out. Okay? Now, let's start Tosfos. Tosfos, for almost three quarters of the Tosfos, is pressing and trying to maintain which reading? Which reading is he pushing for? What? I just can't hear you. Yes. Tosfos is pushing the point that im ma'akev is at kiev im lav, whether it's ma'akev or not, is talking before the steamer. Before. Can someone tell me why? Why is Tosfos, why did Tosfos gravitate to that approach? What's so... Because the truth of the matter is, I think it's counterintuitive when you read the Mishnah, no? When you read it, what did you think it meant? I thought it meant after you plug it up. I mean, wasn't that... I don't know. I thought that was probably the simplest reading, is after. Okay. So Tosfos must have been prompted by something that he felt that... Who can tell me what it is? You had your hand up, Fran.
He said, why should being active before after steam matter? We know that quote-unquote shirin, so why do we care if after steam changes the syllab?
Okay, you're right. I'll repeat that. But there's something here you got to really think through. Tosfos says the following. If the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says in ma'akev, in lav, is talking after the steamer, and what would the Mishnah be saying? That if it's still ma'akev, obviously, if it's ma'akev after the steamer, I imagine before the steamer, it was certainly ma'akev.
I don't really think that, because Tosfos said like the way you filled it in was clunky or something.
I know that, but if the hole is there, I would imagine the air would escape through this big hole as opposed to through a crack in the steamer, that because it wasn't done well, I'm just assuming. So Tosfos says, if the Mishnah is talking liachar steamer, and the Mishnah is telling me that if it's still ma'akev the tkiyah, it's pasul. Tosfos says, why should it be pasul? We know that the Gemara says, well, you'll tell me in a second where the Gemara says it, that kol hakolos ksherin. What? Yeah, well, one second. Well, that would be the other way. Right now, Tosfos is thinking this way. I just want to know how Tosfos is thinking.
I just want to understand what that means, though.
But what means?
What's the reason? It says it must be before. It must be something before, because it's after, then kol hakolos ksherin. I don't know what that means.
But he's saying that, that's what I want to explain. So if we're talking after the steamer, if we're talking after the steamer, and that the Mishnah would then be telling me that if it's ma'akev, it's pasul, but if it's not ma'akev, it's kosher, which means the Mishnah would be telling me what? That after the steamer, it depends the quality of the sound. If the quality of the sound is still, interfered with, so then, which let's say it's a poor quality sound, it's pasul. But if it's not interfered with, in other words, now it's perfect, then it's kosher. So then what's the difference? The difference is the quality of the sound. Is it a perfectly nice, clear sound, or does it sound like, it's, I don't know what word to use, it's not, it's weak, it sounds, I don't know, it's a poor sound. So Tosfos says, why should it matter whether it's a good quality sound or a poor quality sound? As long as you hear it, even if it's kind of faint and it sounds like it's like it has a sore throat, it's
scratchy.
I don't know how you would describe. So he says the halacha is kol hakolos ksherin. we don't care about the quality so much. As long as the sound is made, whether it's faint and scratchy sounding or hoarse sounding, weak sounding, as long as you hear it. So Tosfos believes that it makes no sense to Tosfos that after the stima it should matter whether it's ma'akev or not. Okay. Because kol hakolos are ksherim. So therefore, I'm coming to your kasha about you. So therefore, Tosfos says that the case must be talking, that the Mishnah, I'm sorry, must be talking kodem stima, before the stima. That is it ma'akev or is it not ma'akev? Now, Batya, ask your question. So how does this solve the problem? Tosfos just got done telling us that all sounds are okay. As long as you hear the sound, good sound, bad sound, but you hear it, it's okay, it doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter, so then what happens? You have to think this, because really it's a trick question here. How does it help to say that the Mishnah is talking kodem stima? Yeah, there's no what? There's no sound? What do you mean there's no sound?
Just like air? As in,
that's what ma'akev esatkia means, you mean?
No. Because ma'akev esatkia is halachar
stima. No, but he's now switching it to kodem, right? Because of the problem that he just raised, he's saying, well, now we're going to talk before. So you asked, well, what difference does it make? So that's what I'm trying to respond to. Who can explain it? Yes. Louder, I just can't hear.
Like, a ma'akev would make it, like, not have, like, the shame of the shofar.
Oh, is that what we're assuming? That if you have a hole in the shofar, it's like a broken shofar, you mean?
If it's, like, a significant ma'akev, then, like, it wouldn't be a shofar.
What makes it significant?
Whether or not it's not really good. Yeah.
Oh. So this, I don't know. I mean, if it has... You can blow the shofar, it won't be a good sound, it'll be a poor sound, but you could still blow it.
Right, but like...
Sorry, that's why I don't...
If it has significance, you can, but the idea is that it doesn't have a shame, like, it...
Well, then you're going to run into a lot of problems, and if you're saying that the whole was Mavato destroyed the shame shofar, like Divek Shivrei Shofros, like the other cases in the Mishnah, or Nistak, so then, I don't know then if... Once it loses the shame shofar... Okay, so I didn't. Okay, so then the question is, do we want to learn that way? Do we want to learn that it loses its shame shofar? Do you know from Tosfos how Tosfos understood what the problem is about a nekev? Because a nekev is puzzle under certain, right? Do we know the reason according to Tosfos why it's puzzle? Yes or no? Tosfos didn't tell us? Not a word? Nothing? Tosfos didn't tell us?
It says why it's stima that changes the sound is puzzle, but not why the nekev itself. It says that the problem with the stima that helps the sound revert is that then we're being Messiah, the call of the shofar.
Okay.
I didn't understand that that was talking about the nekev as being Messiah. Cold, but rather the
stima. Well, what about if you just have a nekev and you just leave it alone? What? If you don't fill it up.
Well, that's only if it's not
in
time. No, because it's cold.
But not if it's a nekev.
No,
you have to fill it with a nekev that was in the then.
But then what?
What's the
Mishnah
saying here?
What?
According to both those in Tosfos, if you...
Yeah. According to... Doesn't it come out from Tosfos that a nekev, if you leave the nekev alone, you don't plug it up, and it would be ma'akev. Ma'akev kol doesn't mean you can't make a sound. You can make a sound, but it's not a nice sound. It's not a clear, strong sound. But you hear a sound. You leave the hole the way it is. Doesn't it come out from the whole Tosis, from beginning to end, that Tosis is assuming that it's kosher?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll go. We'll read it inside if you want. At the end too. We'll see at the end too. He's assuming it.
Like,
no, I don't.
Like, you made a nekev, and even if you try to fix it by being soaking in it, still the determining factor is how big the nekev is.
Yeah, but that's not what Tosis goes on to say. He gives you the reason that he gives you for why it's puzzle is because you're not supposed to have something else helping the coal. He compares it to... Well, that's what we're trying to explain.
But
it's only when you're so saying that even... If you learn the Mishnah, Imakev is at Kiyah Pasul Vimlav Kosher, the Psul is going to be because of what? Because of the steamer that you then put in. Isn't that what Tosis is learning? If you don't put in the steam at all, there's no reason to Pasul it. We'll read it inside. Before I want to get to something else, though. So, according to Tosfos, then, or maybe we should read that, because if you don't see that, then we can't go on. Let's read it through, and you'll stop me along the way if you think that the way I'm reading it is wrong, okay? Let's see. Nikev ustam imakev is to get posvim lav kosher. In the farsha da ayre la'achar hastima. Right. If we're going to say that the Mishnah is talking after what Mishnah? What do you mean the Mishnah? What part of the Mishnah? The Ma'akev. In Ma'akev in Lav is Liachar Stima Lefishlo Huchlo Kostima Saneka, because the Stima was not smoothed out well. Ein Haruach Yotze B'Pshitus. The air does not go through the shofar easily. Ma'akev Esakol. I guess the air gets stopped by the Stima. So it doesn't go through it well. Kasha. Kev nechol akolos ksherin b'shofar k'daminim b'gemara. Did the Gemara say it? Did you see it in the Gemara? That kol akolos ksherin? But you just believe that Tosis knows what he's doing. I always say, you can't learn Gemara with emuna, you know? Tosis said it, so who am I to question it? So say you look it up, you know. Otherwise, you might as well just not think about anything. I mean, who am I to question what Rashi says? What? Yeah, it's right here. Gemara says it. Gemara talked about different sounding, if it's kola was dak, ava, otsarur, or tsarud, I don't know. Kosher, shakola, kolos, ksherim. Gemara says it doesn't matter. The sound, it was thick. I don't know what these words, exactly what the sound, what it sounded like. Okay, so back to Tosfos. So Kasha came the Holocaust Ksheim Bishofer Kanamim Begemara Mali Ma'akev Mali Eino Ma'akev. So he is bothered by this problem of Kolakolos Ksheirim. This is a problem if we learn that the Mishnah in Ma'akev Esatkia is Liachar Stima. If we're going to learn the Mishnah that it's Liachar Stima, that after you plug it up, we're then going to ask, is it Ma'akev or is it not Ma'akev? Then we don't understand. Then we don't understand the Mishnah because why? Because even if it's Ma'akev, it should still be kosher. Because Kol HaKolos HaKsherim, isn't that right? No. So the nearer the ire kodem stima. Therefore, Tesis tells us we must be talking what the im ma'akev im lav is before the stima. The kodem shenistam hoya hanekev ma'akev es hakol. Shehoya hakol mishtana machmas hanekev, right? Yeah, that the kol was mishtana machmas hanekev. Oh, now here he says, ukish estomo, chaza l'kamo shehoya. So he does tell us that, and this, and we're assuming that, listen, and which is not a crazy assumption. You have a hole, you're plugging it up. You're plugging it up so that it should be, that it shouldn't have this problem anymore. So we have, I think it's fair to assume that he did a good job in the stima. We don't have to think that he did a poor job.
I think the reason we think that at this stage in Tosfos the nekev is a problem is because it says that the nekev is ma'akev, which is exactly what...
Well, let's just keep going. That's exactly what the Mishnah would be then telling us. So again, kodem shenistam hoya hanekev ma'akev es hakol, shehoya hakol mishtana machmas hanekev, ukishestomo chos lekomo shehoya. Ubi Yushalmi Goras Behedya. What is he saying now? Yushalmi. And actually Yushalmi says a beferish. Says what beferish? That we're talking kodem stima. Imhoya ma'akev kodem shestomo. It says it. Posel kishestomo. No, posel kishestomo.
Yeah, but we see that as like of course. Even if you yeah,
but
that.
But then look at his reasoning. It that the tama the posel. And what's the reason why it's puzzle? So you're reading something in where you have not given me a reason for your psul.
Well, it's called ma'akev.
He's telling you...
The nekev is ma'akev, and we just read that ma'akev is the psul.
No, but you don't... It's ma'akev, but you don't know that if it's ma'akev, therefore it's puzzle.
But it says, in ma'akev, it's puzzle.
Yeah. If what? Puzzle if you did what? If you were so saying that kishestomo, he's not saying it's ma, if once it's ma'akis, then why even talk about a stima according to you? Forget about the stima.
Presumably you would want to.
Well, what does it matter?
Because it's puzzle, but hopefully you'll be able to fix it with a stima, but you can't.
But Tosa's not saying it. You're reading something in that's not there.
But why would you do a stima if you didn't have to?
Pardon?
Then why would you do a stima?
Because you wanted to fix it.
Because you are trying to fix it. Because look what he says, puzzle kishestamo. I mean, he's not saying puzzle afilo kishes. He says it's puzzle when you plug it up. And he goes on to say why it's puzzle when you plug it up. The time of the puzzle, kevin the steamazum messiah lakol. Mishum the shofar echot omarachamana, shalo yisayeya dover acher lakol. Nothing else can contribute to making the call. The only thing that you could use to make a call is shofar.
We just kind of assumed that it was obvious. That the whole
so that's the point. You assumed it, but it's not in Tosfos. And you're going to have a problem. That's not going to work. You assumed it, but there's nothing in Tosfos that led you to that assumption. That was something that you just came with that assumption on your own. Where did you see that Tosfos gave you that impression?
I mean, I'm
sorry. You hear what I'm saying to you? It's okay. Now, let's go a little bit further. He says, "Kamotzi pohu zahav dim nishtana kolo pasul avlam lo hoya ma'akev esatzkiya." Now he's going back to explain the Mishnah, right? But if what? But if the nekev kodem stima, the nekev itself was not ma'akev. Now, if it's not ma'akev, that means it must be a very tiny hole. Shelo nishtana kolo mitchila machmas hanekev. The nekev didn't do anything to change the kol. Hare hu ki'ilu lo nikev. What does that mean? It's as if he didn't do anything. I mean, not. It's as if there was no hole. Ve'ein lachush b'mashestamo. You see that? What is he saying now? And therefore, you don't have to worry about the fact that he plugged up this little tiny hole. You don't have to worry about it. Vehecha delo stomo. Look what he says now. Vehecha delo stomo. Ka'amar behedya birushalmi de kosher mishum de chol hakolos ksherim b'shofar. What did you do with that sentence?
Well, for a tiny hole.
What?
For the small hole.
Then why do you have to say kol hakolos ksherim? You're telling me it's not kol hakolos ksherim. Only if it's the perfect kol.
Well, I mean, some shofar is like you can blow and it comes out. Even if it's completely whole, like that's what I was talking about with that tefillah. Like,
so you're telling me
you can have another way to have a mess of coal
hole without having a hole there. Like I mean,
he's telling you where it has a hole. He's saying the hecha de lo stomo. You didn't. He's talking about a nekev. He's saying a nekev that is not plugged up is kosher, says Yushami. Why is it kosher? Because we don't care about the quality of the sound.
So he's saying, we just thought this sentence was a continuation of the discussion of a tiny hole.
A tiny hole is not kolos ksherin. He just said if it's a tiny hole, the kol is perfect. He's quoting Al Yushami to say that if you have a nekev, all kolos are okay. What is he trying to tell you that all kolos are okay? He's telling you even if it's a poor quality. So therefore, now. So now there's more to go, how we get into Rebbe. But before we do that, I want to get back to Batya's question. So how did we solve the problem that Tosfos started with? It's a trick question. You have to think it through. The problem that Tosfos started with was, so what do I care if it's ma'akev or not? What do I care? Well, if I don't care, so then why do I care? Even if I learn the Mishnah, ma'akev esetkia, it's kodem stima, why do I care if it's ma'akev? Mishnah says pasul if it's ma'akev. Why do I care? Kol ha'kolos ha'ksherin. It's a trick question. I want someone to explain it to me. Why is it that the problem that Tosfos raised is only a problem? Which problem do I mean? That kol ha'kolos ha'ksherin is only a problem if you're going to learn the Mishnah. How? Achar stima. But if you learn the Mishnah kodem stima, we don't have that problem anymore. Yeah.
No, because the problem is the kol coming from not a shofar, coming from the stima.
Right.
So if there's just a nekev, then it's kol kol's sharing.
Yeah.
Whereas if there's a stima, then that's changing the kol with something non-shofar made. It's not. Yeah,
she's right. I'll repeat it. I don't know if everybody got that. You see, if you learn, Tosfos' opinion is, and that's what Tosfos is telling you, shelo yisayin, how did he say it? You can't have something else being misayeya l'kol shofar. Now, when you have a hole and you plug it up, the plug is not really part of the shofar. I mean, you're sticking it into a hole. You can't have something else, just like the zahav is contributing to the coal. If you layer a shofar with gold, so you have now gold making the coal, producing the coal, you cannot have something else being misayeya l'kol, period. Now, this is what Tosfos believes. So then it should come out then, if I plug up a hole, let's just keep it simple for now, let's say I plug it up with gold, just, I don't want to get into Bimino yet, because that introduces Rabbi Messon, I don't want to do that yet. Let's say I use gold to plug up a hole. According to Tosfos, that's a problem. You're having something else that's contributing to make the coal. Okay. Now, if, however, I say that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says "Ima'akev esatkia pasul v'imlav es kosher," is talking li'achar stima, that means, what are you then forced to say about a stima? No, it doesn't contribute. No.
But it's not a problem. It's a
problem. What?
It's not a problem. It's a problem.
Let me start again. If I tell you that li'achar stima, if it's still ma'akev the kol, it's pasul, but if it's not ma'akev the kol anymore, it is kosher. You know what I'm saying? If it's not ma'akev the kol anymore, then it's kosher, right? What does that then tell you about the stima? What? And what? Good, and therefore what? And is it kosher or pasul? What? It's kosher. So what does that tell you about the stima?
It's not inherently a problem.
We don't worry about it. We don't. What is it that we don't worry about? What are we not worried about? That the fact that there's something else contributing, apparently we don't care? Because if we did care, then what? Then even if it's not ma'akev the kol, it should still be possible because something else is contributing. You put in some foreign material and it's contributing to producing the kol. So you're being assisted by some by non-shofar, by something that's not part of the shofar. If we're not, now, if we see that where it's not ma'akev the kol, we don't care. We don't care again about what? That there's some other material here that we just don't care about it. So then why do we care who can finish it? Then why would we care if it is ma'akev? Why should we care? After all, the quality of sound, of the sound should never matter. Because kol ha'kolos aksherin. If you assume that if la'achar stima, if it's not ma'akev is kosher, if you assume that, then you're saying something very important about our attitude towards the stima. What is our attitude? What? We don't care. We don't care about what? That there's some other material here contributing. We don't care. Well, if you don't care, then why all of a sudden do you start caring if what? If it is ma'akev. Because it's a poor sound, then I care. Why should I care? Kol ha'kolos aksherin. But if you learn what? That the im ma'akev im lav is kodem stima. What is that saying then? If it's kodem stima, then what you're saying then is, if I have a hole, and it's ma'akev, the hole, if I plug it up, it's puzzle. Puzzle. And it doesn't matter whether what or what. It doesn't matter about what after the stima. Whether it sounds good, doesn't sound, doesn't matter. And why doesn't it matter? Because there's some other material here that's contributing to the kol. However, but if the nekev is not ma'akev, why would it not be ma'akev? Let's say the nekev is so tiny, so small, that it just doesn't do anything. Look how Tosa says it. Even if I plug it up, the plug, it's as if there is no plug. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. So it's as if there is no dover acher that is mesayei lekol. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, according to Tosfos, Tosfos now believes, and this to me is the most important thing, you introduce, if the kol was ma'akev, when the nekev was there, if the nekev was ma'akev, no matter what, the stima that you put in will passel the shofar. Why? Because the stima is a dover acher that's mesayei lekol. If the nekev doesn't what? If the nekev doesn't do anything to the kol because it's so tiny, then even if you plug up that little tiny hole with some foreign material, it doesn't matter. It's as if you didn't plug it up because the little tiny hole didn't do anything to interfere with the quality of the sound. Yep, okay? So this is now the approach of Tosfos. Can you see now that, well, you didn't get, no, anybody get beyond Tosfos? Okay, fine. So, see, what I'm going to then ask you to do is, at some point, Tosfos is going to change his view, right? We then are going to have to return to this issue that I'm raising with you right now is, if you have other material introduced, and it's mesayei lekol, shouldn't it passel? Right now, that's Tosfos' assumption, isn't that right? And the only way now, therefore, he could learn the Mishnah is that in ma'akev in lav is kodem stima. We got it? Now, who can continue? Now, then he goes on to say, V'hashto Rabbi Nosson de Gomer b'Gemara b'mino kosher shlo b'mino posel. Al korchacha ahoya ma'ake v'satkiya koi. V'afilu achi kosher b'mino. The Rabbi Yochanan kom. Who can explain this? What is Tosfos now doing? Going back to the outline, remember we pointed out that the Mishnah only seems is only addressing in Ma'akev and Lav, and then the Braisa, Reb Nosson and the Chacham, are only addressing Mino and Shlo B'Mino. Now what is Tosfos doing now? He's going to try to integrate somehow these two. Isn't he doing that? So who can tell me? How is he learning the Braisa, Reb Nosson and the Tanakhama? What are they talking about? Well, what is it that you have to? What is it that you have to decide? The way Tosfos is thinking, what has to be decided when you read the Braisa? You know what I'm asking you? Okay. We know what the Braisa does talk about, Mino and Shlo B'Mino, but there is something that the Braisa does not talk about, namely Ma'akev. So, when you read now the Braisa, we're going to have to assume something. Okay, so now, Ma'akev when? Kodem or Achar Stima? Kodem, because that's Tosfos' approach. So you have to now decide that when Tanakhama and Rabbi Nosson have this argument about B'mino and Shlo B'mino, right? Are they talking about a case where Kodem Stima, the Nekev, was Ma'akev, or are they assuming the Nekev was not Ma'akev? Was Ma'akev. So Tosfos says, we must assume, not your truth is, we must, that the Braisa is talking, assuming that the Nekev is Ma'akev. Can someone tell me very simply why Tosfos assumes that? Why? How did he know to assume that? Yeah?
Well, I mean, it sounds like in the Mishnah, if it's not Ma'akev, it's kosher, and we have opinions that it's kosher in this Braisa, so...
Yeah, but you're assuming, but I want to know whether the Braisa is talking that the Nekev itself was Ma'akev or is not Ma'akev. Why are you assuming that it is Ma'akev?
Oh, you're saying why does it...
Tosfos assume. So you just told me because the Mishnah says that if it's not Ma'akev,
it's kosher.
It's kosher. So maybe the Mishnah is against the Tanakhama. Maybe the Braisa is talking that it's not Ma'akev.
And they just disagree with each other?
Well, they're all Tanoim. No, there's something much stronger. You know it. You all know it because Tosfos makes a whole... Think about what the Gemara... I'll give you a hint. Rabbi Yochanan.
But Rabbi Yochanan talks about Mishdai Arubel versus Nefach Arubel and like any hole that would be so big that it's like more than Rove.
Or even less than Rove.
Less than Rove would be Ma'akev.
That's right. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan come on to say... He had two ways of learning. Either we're talking Nishtaya Rubo or Nifchas Rubo. Now, even if you learn that it's Nifchas Rubo means there's a huge hole that covers most of the shofar. Clearly, such a Nekev would be Ma'akev, wouldn't it? And even Nishtaya Rubo. Nishtaya Rubo means that most is intact. But the miut could be quite sizable. Is it fair to assume that such a size hole, even if it's Nishtaya Rubo, is Ma'akev? I think so. I think it's exactly what Tosfos assumed. I think it's a very fair assumption. I think it may, right? Therefore, we are based on Rabbi Yochanan's comment on Rabbi Nosson, we see that we must be talking about a case where what? Where the Nekev itself is Ma'akev. The Nekev. Okay. Now what? So what does Tosfos then say? What is it that Tosas now tries to do? Okay, so the Braisa is talking where the Nekev is Ma'akev. Now go through what the Braisa says. What did the Tanakhama say? Ben b'mina, ben shelo b'mina is pasul. The material doesn't matter. Comes along Rabbi Nos and says it does matter. B'mina is kosher, shelo b'mina is pasul. Is that right? Okay. So what does Tosas now do? What about the Mishnah?
How are they going to fit? The Rabbanon clearly agrees with the Mishnah, but
you have the right idea, but just the way you say it, I'll ask the question. Who authored the Mishnah? Who is the Tana of the Mishnah? What do I mean by that question? Is it Rabbi Nosson? Or maybe it's the Tana Kama of the Brisa? I don't have a name. We'll just call them the Rabbanon. Now, our Mishnah, who authored our Mishnah? Whose opinion is being expressed in our Mishnah? Is it the opinion of the Tana Kama of the Brisa? Or is it the opinion of Rabbi Nosson in the Brisa? Now, what does Tosus go on to say? It could be either one. But if you want to think that the author of the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah, is this Tana Kama, then what? It fits in very nicely, because what did the Tana Kama say? It's always puzzle. Which is what the Mishnah says, in Ma'ake Vesatzki Apostle. Now, however, though, you could learn the Mishnah that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Nosson, but you have to make with one condition, you have to qualify it by saying what? That in Mishnah says, in Ma'ake Vesatzki Apostle, Rabbi Nosson would agree with that, provided that it's Shelo B'mino. Because if it's b'mino, it is kosher. Isn't that right? So, the Braisa clearly is talking about a case of that it's ma'akev v'tkiyah. And remember, ma'akev v'tkiyah, right now according to Tosus, means kodem stima, you're evaluating it. Isn't that right? So kodem stima, it's ma'akev v'tkiyah. And now it comes out that, according to the Tana Kama, once you plug it, doesn't matter what material you use, it's pasul. And repeating again, and why would it be pasul? What's the svara for the psul? Why would the Tana Kama say it's pasul?
Something's being misayeh.
Because something is being misayeh. Some other thing is being misayeh to the kol. And the Tana Kama says, even if you use mino, it's still not the original part of, it's not the natural original part of the shofar, it's still something else. Right? So, right? It's still a dover acher that's being misayeya. But what does Rabbi Nosson apparently think?
B'mino isn't considered.
That if it's b'mino, now here, there are several ways to go here, but apparently what? That if you use shofar material, even though it's not the natural part of this shofar, I mean, it has a hole in it. And according to what? Rabbi Nosson thinks that if it's mino, then we can what? Simply consider it to be part of the shofar? It's not viewed as a dover acher? Isn't that what would come out of it? Okay? So it seems to be working out very well. That the Mishnah, again, in Ma'akev Esetkiah Im Lav, is talking Kodem Stima. And once, if it is Ma'akev Kodem Stima, according to the Mishnah, once you put in a Stima, you passel it, because there's something else that's being Misayeh Lekol. The Tana of the Mishnah could either be the Tana Kama, who does not distinguish between Mino and Shelo B'mino. Or the Tana of the Mishnah could be Rabbi Nosson, who thinks that it's only possible because of Misayeya, Dover Acher, but only if it's Shelo B'mino. If it's B'mino, here's like a new idea to us. If it's Mino, then we don't view it as a Dover Acher, because it is shofar material. It's true, it's not the original part of this shofar, okay, but it's still shofar material. Isn't that right? Now, What bothered Tosfos that Tosfos had to reject this whole approach? There was something that just he couldn't get past, and it forced him to learn totally differently. What can somebody tell me what the problem is? Explain it very clearly. Who can do it? Yeah, Fran?
The second version of Rabbi Yochanan isn't going to work with the Mishnah for either opinion.
Why? Go ahead, explain
because
why.
In the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, the distinction between Mishkayer or Mishkat is within Shul Benina.
Okay.
And so then he thinks,
when you say the difference between the Shtayer and the
Mishkayer, the Mino is always going to be Kasher, and Shiloh B'mino, it depends if Mishkayer and Nifkat. Right? And then
okay. So what about it?
And then he says, so like we said before, we think that kind of is going to make the same distinction being B'mino, being Shiloh B'mino.
In which case?
Between Mishkayer and Nifkat.
It's not coming through clearly. Say it again. Can you do it? Try it.
Basically, there's no case where both Bimino and Shalom Bimino were never going to say it's puzzle after it's so puzzle.
In the second version of the Gemara, what is the Brisa talking about?
Nifchas
Rubo. The machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nosson is in a case of nifchas rubo. Isn't that true? Where what did the Tanakama say? That if it's nifchas rubo,
always
puzzle. And what did Rabbi Nosson say? B'mino is kosher, shlom is puzzle. Now, if this is the case, claims Tosfos, let's talk about what would this version say about the hypothetical case of nishtaya rubo. It should be kosher according to everybody. Now that's a problem because in Nishtaya Rubo is the Nekev, in the case of Nishtaya Rubo, is the Nekev Ma'akev?
Yeah.
Yes. And what does the Mishnah say if the Nekev is Ma'akev? It's puzzle. Now, according to the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, what are we assuming in the case of Nishtaya Rubo? It's going to be what? Only Bimino or no? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even Shiloh Bimino. That means, in the case of Nishtaya Rubo, even though the Nekev itself is Ma'akev Vitkia, it's always going to be kosher when you plug it up. And I don't care what you use. You see? So there's no way. Then the Mishnah, who authored the Mishnah? It can't be the Tanakhama, can't be Rabbi Nosson. Therefore, Tosfos has to reject this whole approach. And what does now Tosfos come around to say? There's only one alternative. That when the Mishnah says, in Ma'ake v'satzkia im lav, is talking la'achar stima. Just one second. La'achar stima. Now, so wait a second. Now, Tosfos doesn't do it, but we're going to have to do it ourselves. If it's Le'achar Stima, remember why Tosfos didn't like that pshat to begin with? Because of Kol HaKol's Ksherim? Well, how are we going to solve that problem now? Because remember now, if it's Le'achar Stima, then what is the Mishnah telling me? That if the Stima is a perfect Stima, and it's not going to be Ma'akev anymore, kosher. But if it's not a good steamer, that's when Imakiv is at Kia, then it's puzzle. Now Tosfos asked, well, what do you mean? Why should we care whether it's Ma'akev the Kia or not of Kola Kola Saksherim? Now remember that was the problem? So what do you think? See, here you had to think on your own, because does Tosfos tell us a rationale? He doesn't. Anybody have an idea? Okay.
So, is this like a choice is forced to have a go to Ahmed Sina? Because what you're talking about is like, is that really, like, you could say that there are three deos in the night.
Aren't. So the Mishnah is some third opinion that we don't know about.
Yeah, like he's choosing not to do that because he doesn't want to, but like, yeah. Like, but it is viable.
I guess it is possible, but I guess he didn't want to take that route. You're right, I guess, in terms of theory. But he didn't want to do that. Yeah.
Can also just say that it's disagreeing with the people who put Rabbi Yochanan in that second place. Like, meaning Rabbi Yochanan says something, and then it could be that you put him at the beginning of the mission, or it could be you put him at the end. And, like, can he just reject?
Who's he?
Tosfos.
Well, you could paskin like the first day of Rabbi Yochanan, but you're going to have to explain. How do you explain the second day of Rabbi Yochanan? You still have to explain it.
But you can't say that, like, those are different opinions. Like, that's just like...
Yeah, but according to the second view of Rabbi Yochanan, how is he learning the Mishnah? Based on Rabbi Yochanan's second view, so Tosas Arishan has a job to explain Lefi Rabbi Yochanan the Amora, how does he understand, how would you then understand the Mishnah? And based on the way he started off explaining the Mishnah, he has no way. Can somebody think, what conclusion are you going to have to come to that if we learn that it's Liachar Stima, because what are we being told? If it's Liachar Stima and you plug it up, and after you plug it up, if it's not Ma'akev, it's Kia anymore, it's Kosher, right? What about the fact that there's something else being Mesayeya Lakol? What do you do with that? You just think for yourself. I tell you that if I have a hole and I plug it up, and after I plug it up, it's not perfect. Perfect. And it's kosher. What does that tell me about what apparently must be my attitude about the stima? What? That's right. Apparently, the stima is batel to the shofar. What gives me the right to say that it's batel? Because I restored the shofar to its original, the way it originally sounded before it got the hole. If the plug is, if I put it in the poor way, it's still being ma'akev. Well, how could you say it's batel? Because really, you should take out this plug and do it again. This is not a plug that was... It's like fixing something and you didn't fix it. So any good carpenter would start again. This is not something that's going to remain in there if you want to really fix it properly. But if you're able to fix it properly, and now it's perfect, I can now say it's batel. So therefore as follows. So what we're now introducing is, there's no misayeya dover acher if what? If we can say that it's batel to the shofar. And what will determine whether it is or it isn't batel to the shofar? What if the original call has been restored or not? If it has been restored, then I'm going to leave it there. Just think plain. Oh, I did a good job. Now I got a great shofar. I have no reason to take out the plug. So I want to leave it there. If your intent, so then it could be batel to the shofar. But if it's not a good job, then at some point I'm going to have to take it out and do it again. I don't want to have this terrible sounding shofar. Now there's ideas that people would want to take it out. They wouldn't want to leave it in. See how, because that's why I'm saying it depends whether it's ma'akev the kol. Why should it matter whether it's ma'akev the kol or not? Because if it's no longer ma'akev the kol after the steam is put in, that means it'll be batel. What makes it batel? The fact that it's not ma'akev anymore the kol, because you'd want to leave it there. As opposed to being ma'akev the kol, you'd want to take it out, because it's not doing a good job. And now, in light of that, how does Rabbi Nosson and the Tanakhama fit in? What would the Tanakhama be saying? You do both versions now. You can start with the second one. If it's Nifchas Rubo, right? Now what?
No matter what it is.
According to the Tanakhama, no matter what the material is, and even though, what, did you fix it perfectly? Yes. Tanakhama will still say puzzle. Why? What? I can't hear you.
So there's no gata
v'ruv. Yeah, I mean, here you got a shofar that most of it is made out of wax. This is a shofar, when the majority of it is wax.
Well, but it could be even gumina.
Yeah, according to Tanaka. Okay, you're, I have to correct myself. Right, so therefore, even if it's Bimino, it's still not the same material. So you got something else here. What kind of a shofar is this? Even if the original sound is restored, according to the Tanakama, since the majority of this thing...
Is it Mishela?
What?
Why?
Why what?
What's wrong with it? It's not mostly...
So I say you don't have a shofar anymore. So I would say because most... You have this huge hole... And now you plug it up. So you lost most of the shofar. And even though you put in Mino material, the Tanakam would say it's still not the original shofar. Now Rabbi Nosson would say, though, what? And sorry for going, I just want to finish. But what would Rabbi Nosson say? That if it's Bimino, because
you do restore the shofar. It
is restored, and it's, we can call this a shofar because it's Mino. Now, according to this view, what would be, according to the second version, what would be if it's Nishtaya Rubo?
It's
Kasher. Why? Because Mino or Shloba Mino, and it's what? Ma'akev, after the steam, is it Ma'akev or not? Not Ma'akev. So basically, you've restored the shofar. The majority of the shofar is intact. Therefore, you have a shofar. And it doesn't matter what the steamer is. And what about according to the first version? That even where it's Nishtaya Rubo, according to the Tanakama, what? What? According to the first version. You're still sticking something else in, even if it's Bimino material, it's what? It's never can be considered to be part of the shofar. Right? And what would Rabbi Nosson say? If it's a Nishtaya Rubo and it's Bimino, it's kosher. I'll leave you with one question now. According to the new approach of Tosfos, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Okay. So what I want you to do, what's today? For tomorrow, make sure you go over this entire Tosfos again, make sure you understand the whole thing. And also we're going to talk, I'm going to review this part especially, and also who is the Tana of the Mishnah? Now, once you finish that, the other Tosfos in our compared to this one, are relatively easy. See if you can then get into